All right. Okay, looks like it's working. Now, how do you put yourself on hold?
I don't know how you put yourself on hold.
I mean, not hold, mute. How do you mute?
With free conferencing, I believe it's *6.
Okay. It's not working on my end. But anyways, I can do it from the computer.
Right.
All right. So I entered our host code. So our participants would enter in participant code.
Ah.
And then there's a playback number.
Yay.
La, 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 la.
What the heck?
What the heck?
There's something hard and solid on the roof of my tent. Right here at the bottom of a puddle on top of my tent.
Now, we have an audio key also. I guess we'll have to figure out what that means. Preferences. Okay, so I guess the call back number is how they can call and listen to our podcast on the phone, maybe. After,
they can go to the site, too, and download them. I've done that before.
Yeah. Well, I already set up a podcast site at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com where people can go and listen to our podcast there or download them. My new server offers a podcast option, which is cool, but it doesn't have this call-in feature like this here. This has where you can upload your podcasts.
Stop calling on me.
So, yeah.
Okay, go back to talk to.
Maybe I can figure something out here.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be working.
See what I just missed. All right, let me call the Ian.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, that didn't work. It's It was stupid. It gave me the option of calling, and then it just beep, 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 and brought me back to you.
All right, it says that we are live.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still recording.
All right. So far this podcast is mostly a lot of us being quiet and trying to call into the podcast.
And trying to figure out how this stink thing works.
Yeah.
I do like freeconferencing.com the best so far. This other one doesn't seem to be wanting to work.
Okay, somebody is driving by very slowly.
It's a drive-by. All right, let's try blog.
I think they're turning into my driveway.
Radio.com. Hey, one of my most favorite people is on this one. Fly Lady. She's got some decent stuff, but I never really listened to her all that much, just once or twice. But my mom likes her. The Fly Lady Podcast.
Let me see who my visitor is. Hello, Ian. Up on the dash, under the window. On the dash, under the window. You saw the shoes, right?
I saw the boots.
Okay.
They're on the dash.
They're on the dash. All right. Unless one of your mice wandered off with them.
All right, it looks like we might be going with free conferencing.
Free conferencing. Easier to operate? Easier to figure out, maybe?
Easier to figure out.
There you go.
And I got unlimited hosting on my server, so we can actually do the recordings and everything there, and it can be like our backup, whatever. So we can call in and record that way, and then later we can download it and upload it to Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep. Okay, so he's being an idiot again.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Yes, and we're still recording. 10 minutes in.
We can find our podcast, our one and only podcast so far.
At DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
No spaces, right?
No spaces.
No underscores. Just straight phone letters.
Yep.
All right.
Go to davidanddavid.com.
Oh, don't tell them that. That'll give away the secret.
Right. Well, actually, I'm giving that away on the podcast on Demented Dungeons and Dragons. It says David and David podcast. DementedDungeonsandDragons.com.
DD&D.
DD&D. Yeah, because Dungeons and Dragons may have a copyright.
It's true. It might, Jeff. I'm sure it does.
Well, actually, I know it has, but I'm not sure ourselves, Demented Dungeons and Dragons, would be a copyright infringement or not. So, we can use the main name, but I don't think it's allowed to actually call ourselves that.
Right, so they may come along and take our website from us.
You can't take the domain name. From what I understand, copyright laws and infringements and blah, blah, blah. We can't take the domain name. We can use the domain name, but we can't use the name as our name. You know, Demented Dungeons and Dragons we may be okay with, but regular Dungeons and Dragons, you know, I don't know. But we can promote them, and that will keep them on our friendly side. Even though I'm not a D&D player, or really, I'm not really for or against it. You're more for it than I am.
Was David Irish a player?
I don't know.
Because he's the one who came up with the name.
Right. Well, let's see. I'm going to Facebook him and ask him if he wants to join our call. I haven't Facebooked him in a while.
There you go.
He's got it on his phone, so. Hey! Exclamation mark. Want to join in on our DD&D podcast?
There you go. Yes, let him know it's being recorded before you even call him.
Recording now. And fix that typo.
And if he doesn't have time, see if he can at least make a cameo. Like, hi guys. Bye.
Yeah. All right. The phone number is 563-999-2010. Extension. David is type. Participant is 5-2.
You know, she doesn't like the whining. The more you whine, the more she's going to butt you.
He says he's got his hands full.
So all I have to do is call him at a separate time and then drop his voice in on the podcast as if it was always there.
Something. All right. Well, if he calls in, he calls in. I just gave him the number. I told him we'll be recording for an hour.
Okay. Well, 50 minutes now, I guess.
Yeah, 45 to be exact.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably longer than that. It all depends, but we're just testing it now to see what we can do, what we can get away with, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, maybe we should talk about sponsors.
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 Yeah.
We don't have any sponsors yet, but I guess I'm the only sponsor.
Yay!
Yay!
Go to KCLAInternational.com. KCLAI.com.
Well, either one, KCLA International or KCLAI.com.
Right. Also, be sure to visit truckerdate.com.
Yep, if you're single.
Yep. Go to the Facebook page for Cedar Singles.
CedarCountySingles.com. That'll take you to our Cedar County Singles Facebook page.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's actually a free group for Cedar County Singles. Yeah, if you want your own podcast, you can go to freeconferencing.com, which is where we're testing our deal now. And or you can also do it at
TalkShoe.
Well, TalkShoe.com, but I can't figure that one out. And,
and then
at KCLA International, once we get everything moved over to our new server, we'll be able to do podcasting there too. I don't think we can record there, but we can. You can post podcasts there after you've done the recording. Yeah, because it doesn't look like we have the option to record a podcast on
live.
Live, yeah.
Yeah. People call in, and then you put it up there later.
Right. Yeah. Which is still cool. So we'll create a blurb page where they can, where we'll tell them where we're going to be at freeconferencing.com, or we'll just give them our phone number and then our code number, and they can call in whenever we decide we're going to set up our schedule for people to call in.
So Bonehead's out here butting her dog every time she can. And so every chance it gets, it hides behind something, which means when she goes to walk away, she can't because he's got leverage. She needs to learn to stop butting her dog. The one here whining is over there with Chocolate right now. Chocolate has learned to do what Cleopatra does and just kind of ignore the dog and go about her business. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to want to do this without observing the animals. If I just turn them loose this way, I think I'd have 2 dead goats, 3 dead dogs.
All right. Posting a notice on Facebook for people to call and join us now.
Yay. Gave him the number?
Yep.
Really, that kind of jumping the gun. Because we haven't tested it. You don't know how to put them online.
Oh, no, it says, we are recording now. Anyone wants to join us in our first trial podcast?
Oh, there we go. So we're admitting that we might not be able to do it right. Okay, very good. All right. Huh. Actually, I think at this point, it looks like Bonehead's dog is doing the best. He maintains a good distance. He sits there quietly. He's still resisting, though. That draws her attention. He needs to go when she goes. Otherwise, she's going to turn and ram him. Yeah, she's getting ready to ram him. Cleopatra's dog is actually starting to walk with her.
Cool.
No, I'm happy about it. Cleopatra's dog is starting to walk with her. Oh, you said cool. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you right.
Yeah.
My ears are still a little fuzzy. Still got a lot of phlegm.
Yeah, those, what's it called? It's going to be pretty toxic.
Those whatchamacallits?
Yeah.
I thought you were goats. Why are you walking through the marshland?
Marshland. Pretty, pretty marshland. Okay. So, well, there's one thing I wanted to talk about. Let's see if I can do a third call.
A third call.
Yeah, four-way calling instead of three-way calling.
Woohoo.
Call.
I think ideally we should all be calling into the talk shoe number and not going through your phone. Because then if anybody's phone dies, you know.
Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, December 14th. Judging
Excellent.
By his primetime speech last week, the final year of Barack Obama's presidency will be marked
wow.
by particularly abroad authoritarianism at home.
I can hear it.
The centerpiece of the president's speech
the dog
was
a new
law forbidding anyone on the federal government's terrorist watch list from purchasing a firearm. There has never been a mass shooter who is on the terrorist watch list, so this proposal will not increase security. However, it will decrease liberty. Federal officials can have an American citizen placed on the terrorist watch list based solely on their suspicions that the individual might be involved in terrorist activities. Individuals placed on the list are not informed that they have been labeled a suspected terrorist, much less given an opportunity to challenge that designation until a Transportation Security Administration agent stops them from boarding a plane. Individuals can be placed on the list if their Facebook or Twitter post seems suspicious to a federal agent. can also be placed on a list if your behavior somehow suggests that you are a representative of a terrorist group, even if you have no association with any terrorist organization. Individuals can even be put on the list because the FBI wants to interview them about a friend or family member. Thousands of Americans, including several members of Congress and many employees of the Department of Homeland Security, have been mistakenly placed on the terrorist list. Some Americans are placed on the list because they happen to have the same name as a suspect. Those mistakenly placed on the terrorist watch list must go through a lengthy redress process to clear their name. It is likely that some Americans are on the list solely because of their political views and activities. Anyone who doubts this should consider the law of federal agencies such as the IRS and the FBI and their powers to harass political movements that challenges the status quo. Are the American people really so desperate for the illusion of security that they will support a law that results in some Americans losing their Second Amendment rights because of a bureaucratic error or because of their political beliefs? President Obama is also preparing an executive order expanding the federal background check system. Expanding background checks will not keep guns out of the hands of criminals or terrorists. However, it will make obtaining a firearm more difficult for those needing, for example, to defend themselves against an abusive spouse. Sadly, many who understand that new gun control laws will leave us less free and less safe support expanding surveillance states. Like those promoting gun control, people calling for expanded surveillance do not let facts deter their efforts to take more violence. There is evidence that mass surveillance has prevented even terrorist attacks. Expanding government power will not increase our safety. It will only diminish our freedom. Americans will have neither liberty nor security until they abandon the fantasy that the U.S. government can provide economic security, personal security, and global security. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
So, yeah.
To repeat the announcement,
so how do you stop it?
Press 1. So, yeah. So, basically, anybody who opposes anything that the New World Order is doing is being put on this new terrorist watch list. Which
of course.
It probably isn't really meaningful.
Right. And he didn't say the true reason why they need their weapons. Need their weapons to protect themselves from a tyrannical government that would prevent them from having their weapons.
Well, any liberty or freedom, or all the liberties and freedoms that they're taking away from us.
Right.
Every single day.
Yeah.
We were talking about that in Halloween class yesterday. You know, they got our people scared. That.
The drivers?
Not necessarily the drivers as much as they have the company afraid that, you know, of some sort of terroristic activity, which would probably be caused by our government. It's not directly from our government. It'll be either from or by our government. But anyway, yeah, they're like, they got this emergency shutdown policy they're working on where if they send us messages over the Qualcomm or calling us on our phones and stuff like that, we've got to hurry up and find a place to hide.
Right.
I guess it depends on what kind of product we're hauling.
Why do you need to hide?
Well, because of some, you know, terrorist threat. I don't know. Not really hide, but like get off the highway, get in the park app. Shutting all the people down. So, you got everybody paranoid.
Puppies are definitely not enjoying this. I feel sorry for them, but... the goats and the dogs have got to learn how to associate with each other.
Yep. All right, I guess we'll do two podcasts back to back. I'm gonna do another one where I'm gonna just do a call in and see if the call in activates.
Right.
The recording. Because I'm using a host code. And the host is using the other code. Well, it sounds like you're being cruel to everyone else.
Well, this was being dragged at the moment, and I can't catch up. Okay, now he's starting to walk. Now he's starting to be dragged again. You know,
it sounds like you're being tortured. It sounds like you're torturing them.
Well, they're puppies, and they've never been on a leash before.
All right. So we definitely need to have more structure next time podcast.
Hold on. But yeah, that's why we have subject. I got to put you in my pocket a second. Have you ever walked a dog?
Do what?
Have you ever walked a dog for the first time?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while, though.
Right. They resist everything.
Everything.
Well, goats are nowhere near as patient.
Right.
They don't exactly want to be leading a dog in the first place.
All right, I'm going to try something. Bear with me. Bum, bum, bum.